The Barack Obama campaign has big plans for Alaska. Pete Rouse, deputy campaign manager for the Democrats' national campaign for the White House, told reporters today that the state is one of 18 targeted for this year's election. APRN's Dave Donaldson has more.
Pete Rouse recognizes that it's been 44 years since Alaska favored a Democrat in a presidential election. But in spite of the recent Republican leaning of the state, the Obama campaign considers it to be what he calls a battleground state. He's basing that on Obama's success in the party primaries in February.
We think that the Alaska electorate is very open to Barack's change message. In 2006, Alaskans sent a powerful message that they were ready for change. And in 2008, we believe that mood of change is, if anything, even stronger. And again, if you look to the February caucuses, nearly 9,000 Alaskans participated in the Democratic caucuses statewide, as opposed to 720 in 2004.
He says he doesn't believe that Republican candidate John McCain has connected with Alaskans, coming in fourth in the statewide primaries. He also expects the contrast between Obama and McCain will work for the Democrat, as well in Alaska as polls indicate it does in the rest of the nation.
People believe that Senator Obama understands the scale of the challenges facing us and offers new approaches to dealing with them, and that Senator McCain, who's been in Washington 30, 35 years, is stuck with the same basic formulas that we've seen in the past certainly 8 years, if not longer.
Rouse has personal connections to Alaska. His mother grew up in Anchorage, and he was once the chief of staff for Lieutenant Governor Terry Miller, and he still has family here. He says Obama can respond to some major differences he might encounter with Alaska voters also. For example, Obama opposes drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. McCain opposes it too. But Rouse says Obama prefers to put his support into an Alaska pipeline carrying natural gas to lower 48 markets. And faced with a large military presence in the state, Rouse says Obama supports the military, but thinks it's being used in the wrong places. Obama has opened or will soon open four regional campaign offices with paid staff at each of them. Rouse says their presence and success will also help Democrats running lower on the ballot, particularly the congressional races.
Obviously, if Senator Obama wins and he's president, we'd love to have a Democratic senator from Alaska and a Democratic House member from Alaska. And I think it's realistic. You know, I think that this is the year and this is the time when if we run the kind of campaign we think we can run in a year that's a change election, that we could have a big year for Democrats in Alaska.
Republican John McCain has no office or organized presence in the state, and calls to the state Republican Party were unsuccessful in determining what is expected from him this year. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.